This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a conclave of chief ministers of the National Democratic Alliance NDA and their deputies in Chandigarh today. BJP President JP Nadda, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah also attended the meeting. The meeting focused on national development issues. It also included discussions on the observance of the Samvidhan Ka Amrit Mahotsav. Around 17 chief ministers and 18 deputy chief ministers of the NDA alliance attended the meeting. BJP National President JP Nadda said that this is the first meeting of the non-Congress government which was attended by all the parties. He said a total of 6 resolutions were passed in the meeting. Talking to media, Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami, who attended the meeting, said that on this occasion they received guidance from the Prime Minister on various points to fulfill the resolve of developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the International Abhidhamma Divas program in New Delhi. He said, guided by the wisdom of Lord Buddha, India's development roadmap will bring unprecedented and positive changes. He said the country is charting a new course for growth by following Buddha's timeless teachings. The Prime Minister appealed to the world to find solutions not in war, but in teachings of Lord Buddha, which paved the path of peace. On the government's decision of conferring classical language status to Pali language, Mr. Modi said it is a respect to the great heritage of Lord Buddha. President Draupadi Murmu has said there is immense scope for enhancing cooperation between India and Malawi in various fields including agriculture, mining, energy and tourism. She said this while addressing the India-Malawi business meet in Lilongwe. President Murmu, who reached Malawi today on the third and final leg of her 3 African nation visit. Our correspondent covering the president's visit reports that the president is scheduled to hold bilateral and delegation level meetings and also interact with the Indian diaspora. During the visit, president is also scheduled to visit places of historical and cultural significance in Malawi, such as the National War Memorial, Mausoleum, Sri Radha Krishna Mandir and Lake Malawi. India has firmly rejected the allegations made by the Canadian government, calling them baseless. In a media briefing in New Delhi today, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Canada has yet to provide any evidence to support the serious accusations made against India and its diplomats. He emphasized that the claims appear to be part of a politically motivated attempt by Trudeau's government to smear India's reputation. Mr. Jaiswal said 26 extradition requests are still pending with the Canadian side, along with several provisional arrest requests. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the government is committed to working for the development of tribal communities. Speaking at a tribal art exhibition in New Delhi, organized by the National Tiger Conservation Authority and Sankal Foundation, the minister said that the center is committed to Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, with a focus on uplifting marginalized communities, especially tribal populations. The union government has approved the budget for the upgradation of highways in Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Uttar Pradesh. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari, in a social media post, announced that the Bhopal-Kanpur Economic Corridor in Madhya Pradesh has been approved for upgradation to 4 lanes. The minister said a 4-lane access-controlled northern Patiala bypass spanning 28.9 kilometers and the 4-laning of the Bareilly-Budaun section of National Highway 530B in Uttar Pradesh also got approved. In badminton, Indian star shuttler and 2-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu has advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals at the Denmark Open. Sindhu defeated China's Han Yue in the round of 16. She is the only Indian left in contention. In shooting, India's Vivan Kapoor claimed the silver medal in the trap event at the ISSF World Cup final in New Delhi this afternoon. Vivan shot 44 in the final to finish behind gold medal winner Yang Qi of China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.